Chapter 1. Jack. I'd never seen a woman stop in the middle of the thoroughfare before, especially not one as busy as Butte's Granite Street. She was a small thing, but all soft curves. Her modest dress did nothing to hide plump breasts, a trim waist, and rounded hips. The green color of the garment made her red hair vibrant in the sunshine. It was striking, almost blindingly vivid, even pulled back into a prim bun at her nape. Her mouth was open in the shape of an O, and in an instant, I wondered what those rosy red lips would feel like stretched around my cock. I noticed all of that about her in the few seconds I'd stared at her. In times such as this, it paid to be a detective. When my senses returned, barely, since all the blood had drained from my head right to my cock, I wondered if she was right in the head. Perhaps she was trying to kill herself, but then I realized she was staring at me. Me. Why would this stunning woman be staring at me? I'd only been in town for a few hours, and I might have missed her. Missed the instant heat, the instant connection. Receiving their summons by telegram, I'd pushed my horse as hard as I dared, arriving just in time for my meeting with the Colonel and the Copper Kings, but not early enough for any kind of grooming. Those men didn't wait, not for me to bathe and shave. If I'd smelled overly ripe and bothered their more genteel natures, that had been their fucking problem. I listened as they detailed my next job, an insane task that would surely have me hung, and I negotiated hard for the terms I wanted before a round of handshakes sealed the arrangement. Back on the street, women gave me plenty of room as I made my way to the nearest bathhouse. I'd since scrubbed the dirt away and rid myself of the weak old scruff so I no longer looked like a miner lost in the wilderness. Fortunately, I cleaned up well with a haircut and fresh clothes. Therefore, this woman who stood stock still in the middle of the street, her mental lapse wasn't because of my fearful appearance. The reason didn't matter because she was going to die. The fucking stage was barreling down on her, and she was staring at me. Didn't the driver see the gorgeous woman? Hell, I had. I even sensed her and had turned my head. It was like a punch to the gut in a bar brawl, the feeling of meeting her eyes for the first time. I swear I almost had a heart attack when I saw the stage approaching. The sound of it, the horse's hooves, the creak and groan of the heavy wood was thunderous. I hadn't thought. Just leapt over a water trough and ran into the street, grabbed her up in my arms and kept on running. Once I reached the edge of the boardwalk, I stopped, placing her down before me, but definitely not releasing her. I was enjoying the plush feel of her full breasts against my chest, especially the way they kept pressing into me as she tried to catch her breath. Her hands gripped my biceps and had yet to let go. Long tendrils of hair caught the slight breeze, and I breathed in a scent of flowers. "Ma'am, are you all right?" I asked the top of her head. My heart pounded and surely she could hear it. She had yet to tilt her head up, and because of that, I could smell wildflowers and sunshine coming from her silky hair. She stiffened in my arms. "I am not a ma'am," she countered, her voice melodic but with a very sharp bite. I pushed her back from me and bent down so I met her eyes. Yep, sucker punch to the gut. They were as green as emeralds, yet full of fire. "I beg your pardon," I replied, noticing the smattering of freckles across her pert nose. "I thought I just rescued a lady from a moving stage." She pursed her full lips, and I wondered how soft they would feel when kissed. "I do not like being called that." She was a prim little thing. Instead of thanking me for saving her from a certain death, she took objection to being called ma'am. Instead of breaking into tears from such a perilous fright, she sniffed and brushed back her hair. Intriguing. "I am well aware of that now and will be quite cautious in the future with the use of it." For some reason, I knew if I smiled at her odd behavior, she'd probably clobber me with her basket. I should let go of her soft shoulders. I should tip my hat and be on my way. But fuck no. This woman with a prickly demeanor had me enchanted and aroused.